Liturgical Day, Wednesday the 22nd in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Luke. Leaving the synagogue, Jesus went to the house of Simon. His mother-in-law was suffering from high fever, and they asked him to do something for her. Bending over her, he rebuked the fever and it left her. Immediately she got up and waited on them. At sunset, people suffering from many kinds of sickness were brought to Jesus. Laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Demons were driven out, howling as they departed from their victims. "You are the Son of God." He rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, for they knew he was the Messiah. Jesus left at daybreak and looked for a solitary place. People went out in search of him, and finding him, they tried to dissuade him from leaving. But he said, "I have to go out to other towns to announce the good news of the kingdom of God. That is what I was sent to do." So Jesus continued to preach in the synagogues of the Jewish country. Our commentary is by Father Homer Val y Pérez, from Barcelona, Catalonia. Laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Demons were driven out. Today, we are facing a great contrast. People out in search of Jesus and him healing all kinds of sickness, starting with Simon's mother-in-law. At the same time, demons were driven out howling. That is, on one side, goodness and peace, evil and despair on the other. It is not the first time we see the devil being driven out, that is, escaping from the presence of God, amid shouting and expostulation. Let us remember the demon-possessed man of Gerasenes. Yet it is surprising that here it is the same devil that comes out to meet Jesus, though admittedly quite furious and angry, for God's presence was disturbing his shameful tranquility. How often, too, we think that finding Jesus is just a nuisance. It bothers us having to attend Mass on Sundays. It flusters us to remember how long it is since our last prayer. We are ashamed of our mistakes, but we do not go to the doctor of our soul begging for forgiveness. Let us ponder whether it is not our Lord who has to come out looking for us when we are reluctant to leave our little cave to go out and meet He who is the shepherd of our souls and lives. This is simply called half-heartedness. This behavior has symptoms: apathy, lack of tension in our soul, anguish, disorderly curiosity, hyperactivity, spiritual laziness about matters of faith, pusillanimity, the desire of being alone with ourselves. But there is an antidote. Stop thinking about number one and get down to work. To make that commitment to pray a little while each day, a short while to look and listen to Jesus, this is what we call praying. Jesus did it too, for he left at daybreak and looked for a solitary place. To make that small commitment of defeating our selfishness in some little way each day for the benefit of others. This is what we call loving. To make that small, great commitment to live every day coherently with our Christian life.